This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, what's the order? What's the order? There's so much big news, I can't get it out fast enough. I can't figure out the order. So much going on. Oh, my gosh. First of all, I got to start with impeachment, right? You got to start with impeachment. It appears to be over. Trump will be acquitted, although they've postponed it till next Wednesday, it appears. I don't know why. But the vote was taken, 51-49, no new witnesses. Of course, Mitt Romney voted for witnesses. Mitt Romney and Collins from Maine, Susan Collins, voted for new witnesses. The only two Republicans to break ranks. And so it's 51-49, no witnesses, which means Trump is acquitted, which means the vote should be now. Why don't they vote right now? I don't know why. I have no idea. But I know this. A high school basketball game outdraws the Senate impeachment trial. The varsity basketball game between the Gonzaga Eagles and the Good Counsel Falcons that was played in the Gonzaga gym 1 mile from the U.S. Capitol drew a larger crowd on Thursday evening than the Senate impeachment trial. That was amazing. That was the case even though the Gonzaga Good Counsel game drew a small crowd. Gonzaga won 79-55. According to Gonzaga athletic director Joe Rada, there was a crowd of about 200 at the varsity basketball match that started at 7:30 p.m. Thursday. An account of people in the Senate gallery is taken between 7:46 and 7:50 p.m. by this writer. Indicated there was a total of 131 people in the galleries for the impeachment. There's about 500 seats, room for 500, 131 there. 200 at a basketball game down the street. That's how important impeachment is. So I think we'll start with that. But at least Lisa Murkowski and Tennessee Senator Alexander, Lamar Alexander, voted no. So there is no further impeachment. But the Senate trial is extended to next Wednesday until after the State of the Union address. I don't know what that means. I really don't. But I know Romney was a rat fink, and Susan Collins a rat fink. And Schiff lost his mind. All right. Other big, and I'll get to all that later, but big news. Shots fired at Trump's Mar-a-Lago club in Florida after a black SUV breaches the Secret Service checkpoints, and they arrest an unhinged Bernie Sanders supporter. What a surprise. Hannah Romehild is allegedly the woman who breached Mar-a-Lago Friday. She's a Bernie nut. That's amazing. Woman ran the second checkpoint, fired at by Palm Beach County deputies and Secret Service. The woman has allegedly gotten away and is still on the run. A black SUV breached two checkpoints heading towards the front gate at Mar-a-Lago. And the woman who breached the Mar-a-Lago gate is Hannah Ormachild, is what they're saying. Ormachild, excuse me. Ormachild, Ormachild. Here's a photo of 30-year-old Hannah Romehild. Oh, here it says Ormachild, and here it says Romehild. Suspect in center of the security breach. And she's a Bernie supporter, that much we know. And all other big news involves this coronavirus. Because the U.S. declares a public health emergency and says that there will be a 14-day quarantine for 195 evacuees from virus-hit Wuhan. And on top of that, we got a ban of all further travelers from China. A ban by President Trump. He levels a travel ban against foreign travelers from China to block coronavirus, and I predicted it. I said it would happen. I said he should do it. And he did it. Something that never would be done by Barack Obama. Never, never, never. He would not ban travelers from Africa in the middle of the Ebola epidemic. Could have wiped out the American economy, could have killed thousands of people, and Obama refused to do any such thing. It would be racist in his mind, I'm sure, to ban flights from Africa if you're America. But Trump just banned flights from China. No more travelers from China till we get through this thing to keep America safe again. And Delta and American Airlines halt all flights between China and the United States. And I'll read you later in the show a Dr. Safier right thing to do to stop travel to the U.S. from China. The author of the forthcoming book, Make America Healthy Again, there we go, Dr. Nicole Safier of the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, says right thing for the United States to do amid the deadly coronavirus outbreak is to shut down all traffic from the United States and China. Coronavirus death toll passes 200, nearly 10,000 infected, and we know they're lying about those numbers. China's accused of secretly cremating coronavirus victims. Of course they are. There's probably 10,000 dead, and they just burned all their bodies. We don't know they exist anymore. It's like they never lived. That's China. Amazing. Other big stories. Schiff loses it as impeachment falls apart. Our government no longer has three co-equal branches, Schiff says. Adam Schiff desperately trying to influence senators Friday afternoon following the devastating announcement from Lisa Murkowski, senator of Alaska, that she'll be voting against more witnesses. Shocking, by the way, because she's another turncoat. Shocking that Lamar Alexander yesterday said no. Another turncoat. They all hate Trump. But there's so little here, you couldn't vote for witnesses with a straight face. You don't need witnesses. I mean, I like witnesses. I want witnesses. What the hell? Might as well have Schiff himself. I want to question Adam Schiff. I want to question his connection to the whistleblower. I want to question Eric Chiaramella, the supposed whistleblower, for hours, for days. I want to question Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. But this trial is such a witch hunt, such a joke. There's no need for even Murkowski or Lamar Alexander to ask for witnesses. But there's still a need for Mitt Romney. Murkowski didn't just reject additional impeachment witnesses. She's furious and disgusted with the Democrats, and she let the world know how she felt. She said the House chose to send articles of impeachment that are rushed and flawed. I carefully considered the need for additional witnesses and documents to cure the shortcomings of the process, but ultimately decided I will vote against considering motions to subpoena. It's sad for me to admit that as an institution, the Congress has failed. It has become clear some of my colleagues intend to further politicize the process and drag the Supreme Court into the fray while attacking the Chief Justice. I will not stand for nor support that effort. We've already degraded our institution for partisan political benefit. I will not enable those who wish to pull down another. We're sadly at a low point of division in this country. But Schiff continued, as an Adam Schiff, to beat a dead horse and smear Trump with more lies. Today, if we tell the president effectively you can act corruptly, the president becomes unaccountable to anyone, Schiff said. The president, effectively, for all intents and purposes, becomes above the law. Our government is no longer a government with three equal co-branches. And the irony of Schiff saying that after Trump was impeached for obstruction of Congress, a completely made-up charge, that asserts the executive branch is capable of obstructing another branch of government. That's the irony. Crazy. And more big news, as if I'm not done, not enough. The White House curbs immigration for six new countries, including Nigeria. You realize Democrats lost their minds when Trump first had his travel ban, mostly aimed at Muslim nations, but not completely, but mostly. President Trump's administration announced the expansion of travel restrictions, one of his signature policies, to include six new countries: Nigeria, Burma, also known as Myanmar, Sudan, Tanzania, Eritrea, and Kyrgyzstan, in a move that's likely to draw renewed criticism from immigration advocates. The U.S. will suspend issuing visas that can lead to permanent residency for nationals of Burma, Nigeria, Kyrgyzstan, and Eritrea. The latest rules will bar people from Sudan and Tanzania from the U.S. Diversity Visa Program, according to Acting Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf. These countries, for the most part, want to be helpful, but for a variety of different reasons, simply fail to meet those minimum requirements that we laid out, Wolf said, and really the only way to mitigate the risk is to impose these travel restrictions. Wolf said the six new countries have failed to meet U.S. security and information sharing standards, meaning new restrictions are required, and Wolf said those countries have failed to provide information on terrorism suspects or criminals or use poor passport technology. So they joined the seven countries already on the list: Libya, Iran, Somalia, Syria, Yemen, North Korea, Venezuela. I mean, these are terrorist hotbeds. These are countries. Have you ever seen tourists? Does this matter to American tourism? Heck, banning Chinese citizens matters to American tourism. So I'm worried about that, but there's no choice. You know, you could hurt 5% of your tourism business, or you could hurt 100% of your tourism business by letting the people come in. And they give us disease, and there's an epidemic and a pandemic, and the country is shut down, and there's no travel. And there's no business, no tourism, no hotels, no airlines, no restaurants, no nothing. So Trump did the right thing. When was the last time you saw tourists in Las Vegas, where I'm from? Or New York, where I'm originally from? Or Los Angeles, where I lived for almost 15 years? When was the last time you saw tourists from Libya, Iran, Somalia, Syria, Yemen, North Korea, or Venezuela? And now we've added new countries. You know any tourists from Nigeria, Burma, Myanmar, Sudan, Tanzania, Eritrea, and Kyrgyzstan? I've never met a human being from any of those places in my whole life. Come to think of it, my whole life. Never met a person from Myanmar, or Sudan, or Tanzania, or Eritrea, or Kyrgyzstan, I don't even know how you spell it, or Nigeria. My whole life, never met one. Forget about a tourist. Never met a human being from those places. Good job, President Trump. Keep us safe. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this magic music, which will inspire the perfect hire to begin clog dancing. Okay, there's no magic music, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Boar sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to Team Get Real.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio, Newsmax TV in hour number 3. The Root's on fire! Your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist from the world-famous War Room, deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump land. If you want peace, prepare for war. And this is it, baby. We're going to war. Coming to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, in the great Las Vegas. Edward Stoltz, owner, operator, founder. Great man. Gave me my shot in local radio. Thank you, Ed. Man of great taste and talent. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. Gave me my shot in national syndication. That's why it's the Ed and Fred Show, dedicated to Ed and Fred. We're in the RootWall.com studio. That's my pack, Root for the Wall. Make a donation. Help Trump build that wall. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC, because 63 million Trump voters together can and will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. Make your donation, 844-ROOT-WALL, toll-free 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. And then the disclaimer required by FEC law, Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee, rootwall.com. Caller-friendly show. We love taking your calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Here's a great news story. CNN, you know, in the midst of this whole coronavirus thing, which has the, you know, the potential to just wreck the entire world's economy, not to mention making a lot of people sick and a lot of people die, but really could cause a worldwide global depression if we're not careful. And CNN is blasted for condemning Trump's coronavirus task force for its lack of diversity. Here we go again! This reminds me of football. I saw a column on the front page of my local newspaper, Las Vegas Review-Journal, and I love the RJ. Love them. But the columnist is a sports reporter, right? And he was covering the sports section. And he was talking about the fact that not enough black coaches have been hired in the NFL and how terrible that is. And I sat there going, well, okay. I think it's supposed to be based on performance, and maybe, just maybe, they hired people, and the people they hired were just better as coaches. They think, they hope. They had better resumes. They had better backgrounds. They gave better interviews. And if the best person for the job happens to be white, then they should be a white head coach hired, not a black one, just for the sake of being black or Hispanic. I'm Jewish. Are there any Jewish head coaches? I know of none in the NFL. I know there used to be Marv Levy, and he took the Bills to 4 Super Bowls. So I think all Jews would make better coaches in the NFL than any other race or group of people. So I think it should be all Jews all the time. I think it should be 32 Jewish NFL coaches, head coaches. But actually, if you can't find a good Jewish head coach, then you should hire Christians or Muslims or whoever the hell's the better coach. I don't complain all day it's not enough Jews as head coaches. But what struck me about the column was he was talking about how terrible it is, but then he said it's terrible because it's a league with 70% black players. And I sat there going, huh? The NFL is 70% black players. Well, that's a problem. We got to go hire some more white players. There needs to be white affirmative action with players, doesn't there? Well, actually, no. I think most people I know who are white want to see the best product on the field. And if the best players happen to be black, guess what? I don't want to see more white players. I want to see better players. And if they're all black, great. Then the NFL should be 100% black. But then how can you in the same article say it's no good that the coaches are all white? Maybe those white coaches are better at coaching. If there should be more diversity in coaches, then there should be more diversity of players. If there should be affirmative action of coaching, then there should be affirmative action of players. Don't you see how silly this all is? It's stupid. So now think about CNN condemning Trump's coronavirus task force for its lack of diversity. There's a photo of Trump with his task force to try and keep us alive and healthy, and all the guys are a bunch of white males. CNN writer compared Trump's pale male team to a photo taken of former President Obama's during the Ebola outbreak. By contrast, former President Obama's circle of advisors in the face of the Ebola outbreak in Africa was hardly so monochromatic. Neither was it abysmal in terms of gender diversity. Oh my God. Did it ever occur to you that the best doctors who can save us from death and terrible sickness and the death of our economy might just be the ones gathered in the room, and if they're white, I don't care? You want to stick someone in the room because they're black and they don't know anything about the illness? Idiots.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It could be a last stand for Democrats in the impeachment trial of President Trump. They'll have a vote later today on whether they'll have witness testimony. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
Senate Republicans face a choice today between seeking the truth and covering it up. Between a fair trial and a farce.
The president, at a White House event, noticed a lack of Republican faces.
We have a lot of great senators that wanted to be here so desperately, but I said, just stay where you are and do your job, please.
The New York Times reports that in May, the president directed John Bolton to call the president of Ukraine to talk about the investigation into the Bidens. There was an incident at Mar-a-Lago, the president's Florida home. The highway patrol was following a black SUV as it broke through two security points. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome to the show. Really big show. So much to talk about today. There's so much to talk about that I forgot to even mention that the UK formally leaves the European Union and begins the Brexit transition period tonight. And being that Europe is ahead of us, it's tonight is now. Right now. Brexit is in effect now. Can you imagine? We got Trump and Brexit in a three-year period. It all happened. Who would have ever predicted this all over the world? Great stuff. That's how busy it is. And I forgot to mention that former Maryland Congressman John Delaney dropped out of the Democrats' presidential primary. Does anybody know John Delaney was running? Did you know John Delaney was running? Have you ever heard the name John Delaney? I can't believe the ego of these guys that they think they're running for president of the United States. John Delaney. Who's John Delaney? I don't know. But he officially dropped out today like anyone ever knew he was in. He should have announced he was in. He should have held a press conference and announced he's in. Not that he's dropping out. No one knew he was in. Who would have known? I didn't know. All right. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and all of you who know me know there's not much to say other than Liberty isn't health insurance. I think it's better. Starts at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. Amazing prices. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna, and they covered nothing. And these guys have covered almost everything for me, and they charge a fraction of what Aetna health insurance charged. Liberty saved me $72,000 in premiums over the last, this is my fourth year. Over 4 years, I saved $72,000. Had kidney stones, surgery bill, $27,000. They paid all of it. This is the way healthcare should be. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Okay, we've got our guest here, Joel Pollack from Breitbart, and Breitbart's just the greatest, I swear. You got to give them credit for almost everything. I think I just read the other day that they were like the biggest thing in America for Brexit. They were the ones who gave so much great publicity to Brexit, and they were partially responsible for making the thing pass, both in the United States and UK. They let the world know about it. They just were the Paul Revere. Brexit's coming. Senior Editor-at-Large at Breitbart News is Joel Pollack. He's also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. You can find all the news that's fit to print at Breitbart.com. Joel Pollack, you're on with War. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am fantastic. It's nice to see that acquittal is coming and impeachment is winding down. But I have a question for you. Being that they voted down any new witnesses today, it's all over. Trump's going to be acquitted. Why wouldn't they vote tonight or tomorrow morning on the acquittal? Why are they now saying they're postponing till Wednesday? What is that about? Is there a chance something bad's going to happen between now and Wednesday and Democrats have some sort of secret plan? What's going on here?
Well, the Senate is designed to move slowly, and there are all kinds of procedural rules in the Senate that are designed to keep it the world's greatest deliberative body. You know, when you hear that phrase, you think of deliberations, debates, but the word deliberate also has another meaning, which is slow. So they're the world's greatest body at slowing things down. And you know what? That's a good thing when you're in the minority. It makes sure that everybody's heard. But basically, McConnell's doing it as fast as the Senate rules will allow, and Schumer is trying to make it as slow as the Senate rules will allow him to do. You are 100% right to worry that the Democrats will try some other tricks. This is the Brett Kavanaugh strategy, and I'm sure we haven't seen the last of the leaks, the attempts, the efforts to sabotage this thing. It's going to be interesting, to say the least, and I think you just have to keep your eyes open. But the important thing is that the Senate voted down witnesses today, 51-49. That's a small but clear majority. There didn't have to be a tie-breaking vote. Chief Justice didn't have to weigh in. It's essentially done. What this means is this is the Senate dismissing the articles of impeachment. They're not even going to really have more process. Sometimes you go to court, and after the presentation of opening arguments, one side or the other will move for summary judgment, and that's what happened here. The Republicans, the White House, basically moved for summary judgment, said the opposing side hasn't even put on anything you could decide, anything you could impeach for, and the Senate agreed with that. And in my personal view, that was the correct ruling.
All right. And the reason that I agree with you that has to be the case is because Lisa Murkowski hates Trump, and I think that Lamar Alexander hates Trump, and the fact that those two voted for no further, you know, no witnesses, and let's just move straight to acquit is remarkable to me. It must have been such a ridiculous presentation, you know, all fantasy, no facts, no crime, that even Murkowski and Alexander could not summon an iota of conviction to try and call witnesses. So it just shows you, right? I mean, weren't you a little surprised that those two never-Trumpers basically voted that way?
You know, first of all, the interesting thing about Collins and Murkowski is it's almost as if they decided that since Collins voted for Brett Kavanaugh and Murkowski voted against, that they would take turns and trade places this time. Mitt Romney has a personal beef with the president, so his vote was never in doubt. By the way, I'm sure he would have voted and will vote to convict President Trump when that
That's
vote
amazing.
Comes up.
He's never going to get, I assume he's never running again, because he can never be elected again in Utah, ever. I mean, he's hated even in Utah. What an idiot. But I guess he's never running again, so he doesn't care. Right? That's what it comes down to.
It's possible. It's possible. I don't know exactly what his plan was. I don't know why anyone would want to spend their retirement in Washington, D.C. in politics anyway. There are lots of nice things to do in Washington, D.C., but why run? Hang out with Charles Schumer. And, you know, I mean, why do it to yourself? Anyway, the other thing you saw, I think, was the moderate Republicans, the rhinos or whatever you want to call them, the people on the fence, the people who Democrats needed to convince, they were moved, I think, by two forces. First of all, Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler especially came in and insulted them. They came in and said, if you vote against us, you're voting against the United States of America. That's what Jerry Nadler said. They came in and said, the Senate is on trial. That's what Adam Schiff said. And they were generally insulting, I think, to the senators. They toned it down a little bit once I think they got some advice from Senate Democrats who told them, hey, watch out, guys. You're really shooting yourselves in the foot here. So they toned it down a little bit, but they couldn't help themselves. And I think that made the senators who were on the fence feel like they really did not want to help these people out. Secondly, I think the process problems, you know, they say people don't care about process. Barack Obama famously said during Obamacare that nobody cared how they did it, just the fact that they did it would be enough. That might be true for most things. In this case, it wasn't true. Americans take the rights of the accused at trial very seriously because everybody knows that they themselves could be accused of something, and everybody's had to deal with the legal system in one way or another. If you get a parking ticket, or if you get a speeding ticket, maybe a better example, if you get a speeding ticket, cop pulls you over, when you go to traffic court, the police officer has to show up. And if the police officer decides not to show up, then you go home. You don't pay a fine. You get your license back. There's nothing that you have to do. And what Adam Schiff and the others were trying to do by keeping the whistleblower out and keeping the transcript of the inspector general out and keeping certain kinds of information out and by treating the Republicans the way they did in the House and denying the president the right to cross-examine witnesses, it was just so ugly that the process was so bad that even if you might have been driving 135 in a 30-mile-per-hour zone, you just get sent home. There are some procedural violations that are so unfair to the person being accused that the whole trial can't happen. And I think that's what the Senate basically said. If you saw what Lamar Alexander said last night when he cast that vote, or he issued a statement he was going to cast a vote against witnesses, he basically said, look, this process is just terrible. I'm not going to legitimize what the House did. We're not going to get to a impeachment and conviction here because what they did was, A, not enough to amount to an impeachable offense, but B, the process was so unfair, we can't really honor and legitimize this process and set a precedent that allows future houses of representatives to do this to anybody. So I think it's the right decision on process alone. The due process of law is enshrined in the Bill of Rights. You're entitled to a process that's fair because only a fair process will get all the relevant facts out. And the fact that Adam Schiff had to tell the Senate, and I give Ted Cruz credit here, actually. Ted Cruz asked a bunch of questions, even though they had to be written down. He asked a bunch of questions that drew out the fact that Adam Schiff was not willing to hand over all of the evidence. He did not want to provide all of the witnesses. He did not want a full trial, a fair trial. And I think for those moderate Republicans, that was a big factor. They realized this process was so flawed and unfair, they could not legitimize it. Romney, again, he has a personal beef. Collins, I think, number one, she voted for Kavanaugh, so maybe she had to balance it out. She's up for re-election. The other thing was, in her statement, she kind of gave herself an out. Her statement explained that she was voting for witnesses, but only if both sides got an equal number of witnesses or both sides could agree on witnesses. That was never going to happen. The Democrats were never going to let the Republicans call the whistleblower. So here we go. No witnesses. We're probably not going to find out about the story about the whistleblower, and we're probably not going to get Hunter Biden, you know, except in some oversight hearing. Maybe we'll find them out in some other forum. Democrats are upset they won't hear about John Bolton. But you know what? You can buy his book. You can read his book. You can think what you want about his book. That's fine, as long as it gets published, I guess. I don't care. You can do all of that stuff. Just don't do it in an impeachment hearing when you're about to move a president from office over, essentially, nonsense.
All right, Joe, can you hang through the break? We'll grab you on the other side with all these other items, tie up a bunch of loose ends about this impeachment hearing and the Democrats' case against Trump built on 5 misquotes, all of that from Joel Pulak, senior editor-at-large, Breitbart News. Coming up next, website Breitbart.com. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, my website RootForAmerica.com and RootWall.com. We'll see you in about 5. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms. Even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy points, and availability vary by state.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, from the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to 3 beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit 3 per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war. Sent ya.
Raw and unfiltered.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root back. More with Joel Pollack, Senior Editor-at-Large, Breitbart News, website Breitbart.com, co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. I guess we should have an updated book, Joel, How Trump Won the Impeachment, The Inside Story of a Coup, right? That would be the next book.
You know, I'm actually working on a new book that's going to come out in July, and it's about the Democratic primary. It's called Red November. So... I think you should enjoy that. It's already up there on Amazon. I don't know if they have the cover up, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
And your prediction, by the way, in advance of the Democrat primary, what do you think? Bernie Sanders, can he win it?
You know, I think Bernie may go 1-2-3 in the first three primaries, then run into Joe Biden in South Carolina. But right now, all the trends are toward Bernie, and the DNC keeps trying to rig it against him, and that just gets his supporters even angrier. Today they announced new criteria for the Nevada debate in Las Vegas. And by the way, I'll be out there for that debate if you want to say hi.
Yeah,
but they announced new criteria. They used to require you to have a certain number of donors, but Mike Bloomberg doesn't have any donors, so he was disqualified from every debate. They changed the criteria, so now Mike Bloomberg can qualify for the Las Vegas debate. And the other candidates are spitting mad about it. They're all saying that Mike Bloomberg bought his way onto the debate stage. You can imagine that's just going to fire the Bernie people up. They think the whole thing's rigged against him, but that's not going to stop them. That's going to motivate them. So I think Bernie's got a lot of momentum. If he goes 1-2-3 and takes that third primary, that third caucus in Nevada, look out. South Carolina is going to be Biden's probably, but not by much. Then you got Super Tuesday on March 3rd. And you could see Biden coming away with a plurality of the delegates there. So I think we're headed for a very, very interesting primary contest.
And I have seen articles online that say The real big insult wasn't to Bernie Sanders with these new rules that helped Bloomberg qualify for the debate. The real problem is for black voters, because they did nothing for, you know, Cory Booker. They did nothing for Kamala Harris. They did nothing for anyone of color, but they changed the rules to help an old white guy, a billionaire named Bloomberg, make it, right? So it's insulting to blacks. They didn't change any rules for them. So I get it. I get it. It's a problem. It's problematic. Let's talk for a minute about the Democrats' case against Trump built on 5 misquotes. Tell us what you're talking about.
Well, I was watching the question and answer section, and Adam Schiff kept getting up. And we know Adam Schiff faked that transcript when he introduced the investigation in the House, so we knew he did that. But I watched him answer questions in the Senate, and it started to seem to me like this was a habit for Adam Schiff. Like, this was the kind of thing he just seemed to do over and over again. He was just misquoting and misquoting and misquoting. And I said to myself, my goodness, this entire case is based on misquotes. And I went back and thought about it. The first misquote was when the whistleblower claimed that Trump solicited interference in the 2020 election on that call. That never happened, so he misquoted the call. Of course, he didn't hear the call, but at least he was honest enough in his complaint to say he wasn't on the call personally. The next misquote was Adam Schiff faking the call. Then you got the misquote when they played this out-of-context video of Trump saying that Article 2 of the Constitution says he can do whatever he wants. That never happened. Go back and look at my fact check on that. He was talking about the power to fire Mueller, not power in general. They used that over and over again. Then they misquoted Alan Dershowitz, who never said that there's a God-given right for the president to abuse his power. That's exactly not what he said, but that's exactly what Schiff told the Senate, as Dershowitz had said. And on and on and on. Just another misquote they had was Philbin, the I call him the king nerd. I mean, that guy was just a rock star. Patrick Philbin, White House deputy counsel, talking about how Trump didn't violate any campaign finance law. Hakeem Jeffries comes out and says, oh, the White House says it's okay to invite foreign interference in an election. That's not what Philbin said. So those are the 5 big misquotes. Oh, and then, I mean, it just goes on. You can add different quotes under that. Schiff told the Senate that Gordon Sondland said that Trump told him to tell Zelensky to go to the mic. That didn't happen. It was contradicted by Sondland himself. That comes, you know, have you ever heard Lee Zeldin try to explain the testimony? What Schiff is doing is quoting Taylor, who was quoting Morrison, who was quoting Sondland, who was quoting Trump. But when they went to Sondland and said, did Trump tell you this? Sondland said, no, that is not what he told me. So Schiff's just lying, and he keeps misquoting and misquoting and misquoting. And eventually I just got enough. I said, I got to write about this. This is crazy.
And, you know, it's funny because I've been saying on the show all week, by the definition of this guy, Eric Chiarmella, who supposedly is the whistleblower, supposedly, theoretically, allegedly, isn't Trump a whistleblower, Joel? Because he wasn't present when Joe Biden supposedly committed corrupt acts in Ukraine, but he heard about it, and he reported it, and he asked for there to be an investigation. Doesn't that sound exactly what Chiarmella did? So if Chiarmella's got to be protected, don't you have to protect Trump, the whistleblower?
Well, you do. You can protect him with your vote.
And we will. We will. I can bet you we're going to come out like crazy, crazy banshees with pitchforks in our hand. All right. Joel Pollack, senior editor-at-large, Breitbart News. He has led a revolution. Breitbart's led a revolution. And we're going to do it again at the ballot box in November. Big victory for Trump coming up. We know Breitbart will provide all the help that's possible. Thank you, Joel. Appreciate everything you do.
Thank you.
Wayne Allyn, War.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.